Well, we succeeded one thing and collapsed their support among the public. They're down about 18% now.
Are they?
Yeah, they're all the institutions in the country in terms of collapsed support. Public, the greatest drop in the last couple of years, according to Harris Poll, was the national media. At 18%, I think they're doing a really good job.
Okay.
But
be controversial, there's no doubt about that.
Look, there isn't anything, believe me, anything that ever gets public attention that isn't controversial. Unless it's basically something that lives or totally foreign, you know, flower or almost anything. That's the liberal line, it's being like the second coming, or the degree, or anything. On the other hand, for anything from our side to get paid attention to, it must raise a kind of damn arm. So that, the one thing that I must say, the networks play a great role, is the other thing. Now, I know that they're really keen, but they really subverse or something. Do you think that got through to people?
It got through to also, well, the people in the industry really got through to them. The general public one time was checked.
Remember, the focus on that public didn't get it because the networks cut her off.
But the public's got, I mean, here's the thing, we got that one, that Des Moines speech, everything on the subtitles text, the networks haven't escaped the last 4 years at all.
They really,
the salad day, well, that's not just that, but subsequent to that, everything. But the whole public is now sensitized, the whole idea that these guys are buying, so they watch TV now, they don't just say, gee, that's odd, isn't it? They say, look at that guy. You know, he's looking the way he's fighting. They're looking at it. The whole national public is sensitive to what they're doing, and they know it.
So you're going to pay a little of that. That's what
right.
You're saying.
That's right.
They deserve it. Yeah. I think that basically the Washington establishment is out of step with the country. As they sit here, I would say that they are victims of intellectual incest. Their problem is they're afflicted with intellectual, they're a product of intellectual incest. Children with intellectual incest. Mentally, they are. So what happens is that they become less and less effective because they talk to each other, you know. You know, they break out of each other's glasses in their cocktail parties and so forth. And as a result, mentally, they're in, but they do not know America. Story that it was one of the ambassadors, from the European country called Peter Robinson. Planning his credentials, he might as well have been a great one. He said, why? I guess we're going to take a trip to look at your credentials. I was in Kansas City, he's an American. He said, I was a humane because what we see in Washington.
Courageous North Vietnamese are controlled zero provincial capitals. South Vietnamese are supposed to runs from every battle now, about 90% of the countryside and all the provincial capitals.
Yeah, it's other side of crime too, it's like, horror pictures and so forth and so on, and they're trying to,
Kennedy. I think he handled it very badly. He shouldn't have attempted to emulate Kennedy's match, you know. Kennedy had a particular style of press jacks and throw up those big cheese balls, and he knocked them out of the park. You know, and it was a great 4 o'clock afternoon, too, and Johnson tried the same thing. Clever response, they all laughed. A clever response. Aggressive, thrust, funny, Kennedy.